Hoof. The plural form of hoof is hooves, that is hoves. But children, if the singular noun is roof, chief, dwarf, then we only add s to the plural. Some nouns end in a consonant followed by y. Here, the y in the singular form changes to ies in the plural. For example, city, the plural form of city is cities, that is cities. Army, the plural form of army is armies, that is armies. For a noun that ends in a vowel followed by y, we add s to form the plural. For example, day, the plural form of day is days, that is days. Donkey, the plural form of donkey is donkeys, that is donkeys. Boy, the plural form of boy is boys, that is boys. Some nouns form their plural very differently. They do not follow any of the rules. For example, child, the plural form of child is children, that is children. Man, the plural form of man is men, that is men. Gentleman, the plural form of gentleman is gentlemen, that is gentlemen. Woman, the plural form of woman is woman, that is women. Tooth, the plural form of tooth is teeth, that is teeth. Mouse, the plural form of mouse is mice, that is mice. Some nouns have the same form in the singular as well as in the plural. For example, deer, the plural form of deer is deer. Sheep, the plural form of sheep is sheep. Fish, the plural form of fish is fish. Fruit, the plural form of fruit is fruit. Furniture, the plural form of furniture is furniture. Information, the plural form of information is information. But remember, children, we say fishes and fruits when we are talking about a variety or different types of fish or fruits. Now, children, we will learn about countable and uncountable nouns. Nouns that can be counted are called countable nouns, and nouns that cannot be counted are called uncountable nouns. Most of the uncountable nouns do not have plural forms. Children, in the passage it is written, "For breakfast I usually eat some bread with a little jam, or sometimes I like to eat melted butter or warm toast. Some mornings I love to have porridge with a little sugar. I do not like to have milk." Children, the highlighted words in the passage cannot be counted. We cannot say milks or jams, but we can say a glass of milk, a bottle of jam, a bowl of porridge, or a dollop of butter. Remember, children, uncountable nouns can be made countable by using a partitive. We use a partitive to talk about only a part of the whole of something. For example, a little butter, a loaf of bread, or a lot of money. With this, we come to the end of of her explanation. Thank you.